Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this lecture we'll talk about Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. Now whenever we hear the name of Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, the novel Anand Math comes to mind and the song Vande Mataram comes to mind because Anand Math has been written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee and this song Vande Mataram, which was specially used during the freedom struggle, this song has also been composed by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. Now the dates of Bankim Chandra Chatterjee are from 1838 to 1894. So along with other writers such as Toru Dutt, Michael Madhusudan Dutt, Henry Vivian DeRozio, even Bankim Chandra Chatterjee is amongst the earliest writers or contributors to Indian writing in English. And along with his novel Anand Math, Anand Math was published in 1882. Along with this novel, he has also written one more important novel called Raj Mohan's Wife. Okay, Raj Mohan's Wife. And Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, from the point of view of literature, has written 14 novels. And his novels firmly established prose as a literary vehicle for the Bengali language and helped create in India a school of fiction on the European model. Because you should keep in mind that we are talking about an era or a period when Indian writing in English was just beginning. And along with novels, he has also written several essays in English, including essays such as On the Origin of Hindu Festivals. Okay, On the Origin of Hindu Festivals, which was published in 1870. After that, Bengali Literature. Okay, this is the title, Bengali Literature. This was published in 1871. After that, The Study of Hindu Philosophy. Okay, The Study of Hindu Philosophy. This was published in 1873. And then another essay is called Vedic Literature. Okay, Vedic Literature. This was published in 1894. And then his Letters on Hinduism, this is the title, okay. Letters on Hinduism is a spirited defense of Hinduism. So from an exam point of view, just remember the names of his important novels, especially Raj Mohan's Wife and Anand Math. Now, Anand Math has been written in Bengali, but the novel Raj Mohan's Wife, that was written in English. So you should also try to find out the storyline of these two novels, Anand Math and Raj Mohan's Wife. Now, Anand Math is set in the background of the Sanyasi Rebellion. Okay, if you read history, history of India, you'll come across this Sanyasi Rebellion. And this novel has this rebellion as its setting. Okay, it was published in 1882. And the song Vande Mataram, which literally means Hail to the Mother. Okay, Hail to the Mother. This song was first published in this novel, Anand Math. Now, after that, Raj Mohan's Wife. Now, Raj Mohan's Wife is generally regarded as the first Indian novel in English. Okay. And this was published in 1864. Now, with respect to the general characteristics of the novels of Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. Now, one critic has said that Bankim Chandra's novels are considered exciting to read, but structurally faulty. And this critic says that serial publication was partly responsible for imperfect integration of the various episodes. Now, serial publication means the novels were published serially, so or in installments. Then furthermore, this critic says that the evolution of plot depends too frequently on chance or supernatural intervention, and characterization is often subordinated to an overriding didactic purpose. So, in most of the novels of Bankim Chandra, you'll find a didactic purpose. So, he wants to teach something through his literature or through his writings. Then, this critic further goes on to say that, however, the achievements of Bankim Chandra outweigh these technical imperfections. And to his contemporaries, his voice means Bankim Chandra's voice was that of a prophet. His valiant Hindu heroes aroused their patriotism and pride of race. And in him, nationalism and Hinduism merged as one. And his creed was epitomized in the song Vande Mataram from his novel Anand Math, which later became the mantra and slogan of Hindu India in its struggle for independence. Unquote. So this is how one critic has described the novels of Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. Now, you may agree or disagree with the views of this critic. But few things are very evident. One is the didactic purpose. Second is a sense of nationalism is there. Of course, nationalism doesn't mean just Hindu nationalism. In India, when we talk of nationalism, it means nationalism that includes everybody. not just one community or two communities, but all communities. So from an exam point of view, just remember the names of his important works, because of course he has written plenty of novels, but at least remember the names of the important ones, and little bit you should know about the storyline and important characters, and also the date of publication of at least these two novels, Rajmohan's Wife and Anandmath.